Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Opposition MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai dismisses a speculation on his health, telling Studio 7 that he's back at work and even taking to the golf course.
I'm now back and fully recovered. So I'm not a stone, I'm a human being. And so the doctor advised that I should take it easy for a while.
The Tobacco Industry Marketing Board says farmers produced more tobacco this year compared to last year, resulting in lower prices for the crop.
So this year we've managed a bit more, but obviously that increase in earnings is being driven by the volume of tobacco sold rather than the price being offered to growers.
And the leader of the Johani Masowe Echishanu Budiriro 2 sect Matsibaba Ishmael Mufani is still on the run following Friday's attack by members of his church on police officers and journalists at his shrine in Harare.
Opposition MDC leader Morgan Tsvangirai says he's back at work, adding, quote, "It feels good to be back." In an exclusive interview with Studio 7, Mr. Tsvangirai hinted at boycotting future by-elections to force President Robert Mugabe's ruling ZANU-PF to introduce electoral reforms. Mr. Tsvangirai has been ill for the past 2 weeks, creating a lot of media hype. Some media outlets claimed that he had a terminal illness, adding he was so broke that he had to sneak out of the trauma center in Harare without paying his bill. A few days ago, there were reports that Mr. Tsvangirai had been airlifted to Botswana as his health had taken a turn for the worse. Mr. Tsvangirai tells VOA Studio 7 reporter Blessing Zulu that he's healthy and even played a round of golf today, adding the rest was merely on his doctor's orders.
Well, the temporary problem, which the doctor advised against being active, so he prescribed that we should stay at home. I am surprised that some of the comments and the conclusions have nothing to do with my health condition. I'm now back and fully recovered. So I'm not a stone. I'm a human being. And so the doctor advised that I should take it easy for a while.
So we can safely say you are back now?
I'm back at work. I was at work yesterday just to dispel some of the speculations about Tsvangirai collapsing again and going into the hospital again. Yes. And I was at work today, so I actually had a golf game.
The Herald newspaper has been reporting that you had an emotional and mental breakdown and you tried to avoid paying your hospital bills. You have denied these reports and said you will sue the Herald for slander. How far have you gone with that?
No, we can't pursue. We know what the Herald's mission is. And as far as I'm concerned, the hospital was paid its bills. All this speculation about running away without paying bills, it's defamatory. How can a man of my position sneak out of a hospital without paying bills? And especially where you are escorted out of the hospital by the hospital staff, by the hospital security. I think that is a problem with the health. As far as any other action is concerned, we're still consulting with our lawyers on that.
And turning to the party, the last time we spoke, your former Secretary General Tendai Biti and several other members had attempted to kick you out of the party, saying you had deviated from the party principle and you were no longer fit to lead. How would you describe the state of your party at the moment? Are you still firmly in charge?
The party is recovered from the turbulence caused by this unfortunate incident of ambitious people. We have not deviated from any of our principles. The MDC is committed to the democratic process and fighting for democracy in the country. And in this instance, internally in the party, the only democratic process where people are bestowed with any mandate is through the Congress. I don't see any other process other than the people giving you mandate, not usurping the people's mandate. So as far as I'm concerned, the party has recovered from the turbulence. We are on the cover. Obviously, resources are limited, but that does not mean that we are not able to engage in our activities.
So do you feel as strong a leader as you used to be?
Nothing is shaking me, if at all. These attempts at hostile takeover actually strengthen our position, galvanize the people, because people see the hypocrisy behind those kind of moves, and that as far as they are concerned, they are committed to them. achieving their program objectives.
The MDC has lost in some recent primary elections, notably in Mbare, Gweru, and only recently in Chegu too. Some say this is proof that your party has lost its support base. How do you respond to this?
Well, the thing is that the real problem is not about going to a by-election. The real problem is whether the conditions for holding that election are free and fair. In fact, the council had to make a resolution whether it is a futile exercise for us to continue to legitimize unfair rules and therefore insisting on reforms becomes the agenda. We will continue to claim to clamor for reforms of the electoral process. And I think that it is advisable for the MDC not to participate in these flawed processes.
Are you hinting at a possible boycott of these by-elections in future?
No, it's not a boycott. We will just insist on the reforms that are necessary for us to have a credible election.
ZANU-PF has reneged on many of the constitutional agreements, and many say the MDC appears to be ineffective or unable to counter ZANU-PF's moves. From your standpoint, what role is the MDC playing at this point?
Well, we are a minority party in government. We are an opposition party. We don't control parliament. And so the two thirds of ZANU-PF, that is not how the MDC will shout. As long as ZANU-PF has got the controlling majority, it will continue to pass its laws or not implement any of the constitutional provisions. So that's a handicap. And that's why the whole electoral process is a farce, because then it allows for those kind of unconstitutional actions to take place.
The next elections are 4 years away. Does the MDC have a plan other than contesting the elections to bring change to the country?
Well, we have the popularity of the people. What is important is how do we transfer that popularity into power. That's the challenge we face. And for us, that's the biggest hurdle we need to work at. And of course, we are committed to the electoral process. And until those electoral processes are transparent, free and fair, I think it will be futile for anyone to participate in an election, having experienced over the last 2-3 elections, to then believe that you can deliver electoral victory through that flawed process.
That was MDCT leader Morgan Tsvangirai speaking with VOA Studio 7 reporter Blessing Zulu from Harare. Tomorrow we'll give you more from Blessing's interview with Mr. Tsvangirai, so please stay tuned.
Nothing has changed so far as the status of this house is concerned. It is a property I identified. I requested for some money to buy it, given me first option to buy it if I have the money. They have not made an evaluation. So what is so controversial about the former Prime Minister occupying house?